रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 48 रावण एंड सीता कंटिन्यूड द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thereat, Ravana knit his dark brows in a terrible frown and spoke in accents of cruel malevolence. Lovelier far than a flash of golden lightning, Kubera and I are the sons of the same father, but of different mothers. Ravana and Dashagriva are the names in the mouth of everyone, as all being shun in terror the Lord of Death. Devas, Gandharvas, Pishachas, Patagas, Uragas, and Daityas flee from my presence. I fought with Kubera for some trivial cause and held him at my mercy. He fled in mad terror from Lanka, his capital, the home of luxury and wealth, and ever after hides himself in Kailasa. I deprived him of the Vimana Pushpaka that carries the owner where he lists. Indra and his hosts dare not face me in my wrath. The Lord of Air blows where I am, but with a trembling heart. The sun tones down his rays until they are so cool as those of the moon. The trees dare not stir a leaf. The rivers would not so much as move a drop of water, but must stand still. It is thus wherever I chance to be, wherever I roam, and wherever I cast my eyes. Lanka is my capital, even as Amaravati is that of Indra. Girt by the fathomless ocean, ever guarded by terrible Rakshasas, it is adorned with the fortifications of silver, mansions of gold, and gates set with priceless gems. Myriads of troops watch over its safety, matchless in strength, courage, and valor. The sweet melody of music, dance, and song is ever wafted over the trackless wastes of waters. The gardens are full of rare and curious trees that offer their tribute of fruits and flowers at all seasons. Spend your days here in happiness with me as your devoted servant, and never will a thought cross your mind of a mortal woman or a deva and their joys and pleasures. Rama is the firstborn of Dasharatha, his heir by right, but a woman snatched the crown from him and drove him to the woods. His life and prowess, what a mockery! A mere mortal! Would you waste a thought upon him? How could he steed you, weak, lustreless, dull-witted, a nameless being that sought refuge in the hermit's garb as a last resort? The Rakshasas in all the countless worlds are proud to call me their king, and I seek you out to win your love. It becomes you not to reject my suit. Urvashi of yore tried it with Pururavas, but her remorse and grief drove her at last to his feet. Take heed that you do not repeat that error. I have to lift my little finger on the battlefield and Rama is nowhere. A mere mortal he? Seek happiness and wealth and power in my arms, who, thanks to your good fortune, have sought you out. Thus, beset with base, plausible, and insidious counsels, praised, flattered, threatened, cajoled, and scoffed at, Sita but waxed wroth, and with eyes flashing fire, she poured a storm of invectives upon Ravana, a mere mortal, lone and defenseless in the heart of a terrible forest. Here was Ravana, who utterly forgot his dread strength, valor, fame, wealth, and cruel nature, laid at her feet his proud head that had bowed to none, placed his kingdom and his wealth at her disposal, and piteously entreated to be allowed to win her love. Yet she spurned him away. He was as worthless in her eyes as a withered leaf or a blade of grass. She heaped scorn, censure, and contempt upon his head. Verily, inconceivable is the strength of chastity and loyalty. Base plotter, Kubera, your brother, is a great and noble lord who rightly deserves the respect and esteem of all the worlds. You came into this world after him and rejoice in such a black heart. Verily, the shadow of death and destruction grows upon the Rakshasas, who are cursed with such a king, heartless, evil-minded, weak, and cruel. Easier to hope to survive the abduction of Indrani of matchless loveliness from the side of Indra, but abandon all hopes of life should you dare to carry me away, the beloved wife of Raghava. It matters not that you have drunk the waters of immortality. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.